All right, we got Mick on the line from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. How you doing, lady?
Doing. How about you, Adam?
Not too bad. Things starting to slow down a little bit there in Curtis for the season?
Yeah, starting to a little bit.
So you still got a fair number of fishermen then from the sounds of it.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, you know, the next question, I'm going to ask you about bear too, but the next question I got then is, you know, is the walleye fishing picked up?
It's starting to, yes. We've had some rain here, so it's kind of stirred the lakes up, and they're starting to settle back down, and people are starting to catch some more walleyes and perch and bluegill and like that. So,
one of the things I notice about fishing in Curtis is when that wind whips up, those lakes do get rough.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine that kept a few people off.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about what's working, what's the hot baits and different lures and different species of fish, too.
Well, let's go with the walleye. Right now, the walleye, they're doing some minnows, and they're doing some crawlers with crawler harnesses and bottom bouncers. Pink crawler harnesses are still right at the top of the list, along with the white and golds.
Oh.
They're out there catching some. It's just a matter of finding them.
Now, are you seeing one type of crawler harness that's selling better than another, you know, for instance, with a Colorado blade versus an Indiana or anything like that?
Actually, the Tomahawk blades we have here seem to be selling about the best right now.
The Tomahawk blades, interesting. Okay, is that different from earlier this summer?
Yes, because earlier this summer it was the Colorados and the Indianas, but right now the Tomahawks seem to be working a little better.
Okay.
A little more action.
Interesting. All right, so that's the walleye. First of all, do you know how deep of water you're finding them in?
I got some guys fishing deep, and the next one's fishing shallow, and some of them are even fishing at night right now, doing real well. So,
anybody using crankbaits and trolling?
I got a few using some flicker shads and some Rapalas, but that's about it.
Well, let's switch over and talk about, what's the next hottest type of fishing?
I'd say probably perch.
Oh, mostly on Big Lake?
Yes, mostly on Big Lake, doing leaf worms and crawlers. I got a few doing the minnows for them.
Any specific thing they should be looking for structure or whatnot?
Basically just some good weed beds.
Good weed beds. Okay, so they're still concentrated near weed beds. Okay. Well, is there anything else for fishing that you could tell us about?
The bluegills right now on South Lake, they're still doing pretty good on those using the leaf worms and crawlers. So,
are they looking for anything specific there? Mostly still weeds? Shallow?
Mostly still weeds, yeah, shallow. So, basic stuff.
Pretty easy fishing then, huh? Simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll keep talking with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop and Curtis in our next outdoor report. Switch over to the big predator fish, pike and muskie, and see what else is going on. Talk about Oktoberfest coming up in Curtis as well. So stay tuned for part two later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.